Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to take the power from your ex at New Year. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips. For more details, please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing how to take the power from your ex at New Year. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to take the power back from your ex. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing how to take power from your ex at New Year in 3 points. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is use motivation as fuel. Now, motivation is crucial at all stages of life on every single day. However, when you're trying to get your ex back, you need to have extra motivation because you're likely to be feeling in a slump. Now, if you consider what you want to try and achieve, which is trying to get your ex back, this can actually be used as fuel to push yourself forward via motivation. So although you might not feel motivated, if you actually understand the goal and recognize what you need to do, you can hopefully transform those thoughts and feelings into fuel to push yourself forward and to fuel that motivation, you know, that self-motivation that you're going to need every single day. Now, you can listen to my podcasts and you might want me as your coach via my audio coaching service to push yourself forward. But I can't be with you every single minute of every single day. So you are going to need some self-motivation. And the self-motivation needs to come from the fuel of considering your goal. Because if you can't get the fuel to try and get your ex back and use that as motivation to achieve what you need to do, then how on earth can you expect to achieve the ultimate goal? You know, when you think about it logically, you can't get your ex back without making improvements, changes, and ultimately a strategy. So if you sit there with your hands over your eyes and over your ears, do you really expect to get your ex back? No, you know, you've got to do something. And doing something is not chasing your ex, okay? This has got to be about you. And New Year's Day, New Year as a whole, is a perfect opportunity to really focus on how you can improve. New Year's resolutions are absolutely vital. Now, obviously, at any time of year, you want to be setting new targets and new goals. But it seems a little easier in some regards to do it in January. So if you don't really know what to set yourself as a goal, as a New Year's resolution, then think about things in smaller steps. What can you logically improve? Now, you might one day get to the stage where everything which is somewhat logical has been achieved. That would be wonderful. And then you can think of more elaborate things you need to do. But right now, think of the obvious elements. How is your health and fitness? What is your work-life situation? You know, those are just two main examples where you can really focus on short-term, medium-term and long-term goals. Now, if you want to try to get your ex back, you need to be a better person than the person that they dumped. That's the reality. We have to be honest here. They are not going to want to get back with you if you're the same person, or maybe even worse. You've got to be better than when they dumped you. You can't be the same, and you certainly can't be any worse. So if you have regressed, you first need to get to the point of when you were dumped, and then you need to push on from there. If you set yourself mammoth tasks, it's going to be much harder to maintain the levels necessary to achieve what you need to achieve. So set yourself more manageable targets every single day, slowly but surely improving one step at a time. Now, when we consider New Year's resolutions, maybe you've done this in the past, maybe you know others who have done it, and unfortunately, they often fall flat. Very few people achieve their New Year's resolutions. Now, if you're one of those people who have achieved things in the past via New Year's resolutions, then that's great. You have proof of concept that you can do it. But if you haven't, if you've tried and unfortunately failed in the past, then that proof of concept will work against you. So you need to push forward through it. And again, use the motivation as fuel. The motivation is to get your ex back. Use that determination. News for upset, for anger, for grief, for bitterness, all of those negative emotions, screw them up together into a ball and use it as motivation. If you can't feel motivated at this point in time, at this time of year, to try and do what you really want to do, then unfortunately, you shouldn't be surprised when you don't get to that end point. So if you want to try to get your ex back, if you want to take the power from your ex, then the first step is absolutely self-motivation. I'll do my bit through podcasts and maybe if you want to speak to me via audio coaching, but you can't get where you need to be unless you have that self-motivation, because I can't be with you every second of the day. And when we need to remove the power from our ex, first of all, we need to be a better person than they can remember. If you're the same person or worse, you're not going to take the power back. At the end of the day, getting an ex back means aligning the scales of value. And right now, they have all of the power. So you need to take some of that power back to really align things once more. And you do this, first of all, by finding motivation. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is remember, your ex is human. Now, when we've been dumped and we want to try to get our ex back, we naturally put our ex on a pedestal. There is nothing more attractive than rejection. Right now, you likely desire your ex more than when you were actually in a relationship. Now, if you think back to when you were together and you think about things very clearly, logically and honestly, you might realize that your ex isn't perfect. You might even realize that at a time you nearly dumped them. However, history did not go that way. What actually happened was, unfortunately, your now ex-dumper lost romantic emotional attraction towards you. And when it hit the necessary low point, they actioned for breakup. And when they ended your relationship, this is when your feelings towards them skyrocketed even higher than they already were. Now, again, we're talking about trying to take the power back from your ex. We're trying to align the scales of value. But if you're pushing them onto a pedestal, you can see that you are reaffirming their value. You're giving them even more power. And we need to understand that your ex is human. They're not perfect. Now, consciously, I'm sure you can recognize that they're not perfect. But subconsciously, you think they are a god. You think they are a goddess. You think they are a king. You think they are a queen. We need to remove them from that pedestal. Now, this doesn't mean I want you to hate your ex. Absolutely not. This isn't about being negative in any way. But what we're just trying to do is make sure that you are not beneath them. Because if you are beneath them, they're not going to want to reconnect with you. Aligning the scales of value is vital. And therefore, taking power from your ex to make sure things are more similar when we consider the scales of value is the only way you're going to one day reconnect with your ex. So, remembering your ex is human is that next step. Yes, you need to motivate yourself. Yes, you need to go through your self-improvement. But if we keep pushing our ex onto a pedestal, we're never going to catch up with them. You know, you need to be improving yourself, absolutely. But we need to take them down a notch. And we do that initially by recognizing that they aren't a god and they aren't a goddess. They're a human being with flaws. They're a human being with problems. And they're probably a human being that you could find better than, okay? So when we consider trying to get our ex back, I always like to say, if you don't get them back, you can find somebody even better. And that's the point here. You can find somebody better than your ex. They are not the most perfect person in the world. And if you don't get your ex back, if you do everything I suggest in my other podcasts and audio coaching service that I've spoke to many of you as, this is when you can understand what you need to do to become that better person. So if you don't get your ex back, you will find somebody better. If this isn't your goal and you just think, well, I only want to get my ex back, then ultimately you've got to do the same thing anyway, okay? So if you think that you don't want to hear me say, find somebody else that's even better than your ex, that doesn't really matter right now because what you've got to do is the same. All I'm telling you is that at some point in the future, when your mindset clears, you will understand more so that you can find somebody better than your ex. Even if you don't believe you can right now, trust me, one day you will have that option if you put in the work. And if you put in the work, if you try hard enough, then this is going to enable you to raise your own value and become more attractive to other people. I like to refer to it as growing your attraction net. When you attracted your ex, your attraction net was version one. It was a certain size. You cast it out to sea, and your ex was within range of the type of person that you could attract. But there would have been people beyond your net, people beyond what you were able to attract as version one. So if we consider growing and improving to become a version 2.0 of ourselves, we are growing our attraction net. So when we cast it off to sea this time, it will go further, and there will be people who originally were not attracted to us who now are. That is why you can attract somebody even better than your ex, because you got your ex at version 1. If you become version 2.0, you can absolutely attract better. So even if you want to focus on your ex, that's fine. Do everything I suggest, you will grow your attraction net, and one day you will realise that you have more options. Maybe you'll get your ex back, maybe you won't. But if you do enough of the right things, at least you'll have the opportunity to be in a loving relationship. And in my opinion, you could find somebody even better than the person who dumped you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, or maybe you like the idea of generalized life coaching to take yourself forward and become a version 2.0 of yourself, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast about how to take the power from your ex at New Year. And point number 3 is be ready for your opportunity. So we're at New Year. It's the beginning of a new month, but more importantly, a new year. That can give us extra motivation, a nice focal point to consider of how, where, and why we need to improve every single moment. And this is why I like to refer to point number 3 today as be ready for your opportunity, because we don't know if and when your chance to get your ex back will arise. But if you're not ready, you will miss out on it. And there is nothing more upsetting than missing out on an opportunity. I love the saying, luck is where preparation meets opportunity. If you do the preparation, then you will be ready for that opportunity. If you don't do the preparation, then you won't be ready for that opportunity. Let's just give an example. Maybe, for instance, one day when you least expect it, you bump into your ex when you're out shopping somewhere. Now, if you've put in the preparation, you will be looking your best and you will be feeling your best. So when your ex sees you, they will be wowed by your physical appearance. When your ex sees you, they will notice your confidence. When your ex sees you, they will feel the vibe of how you are living your life right now. Now, if you haven't prepared, you will not likely look your best. Maybe you will become overweight. Maybe it goes the other way. You didn't feel you can eat at all during the breakup and you're very much underweight. Either way, that's not attractive. You're not at your peak. Similarly, your style might not be on point. Similarly, your confidence will not be there. You won't know how to act, how to behave. Maybe your head will be down. Maybe you're acting negative. Maybe you're mumbling because you haven't been practicing your perishable skills. You might miss out on an opportunity to converse with your ex when they were actually ready and open to do so. You don't know when you and your ex might cross paths. You don't know when you might have a chance to speak with your ex. You don't know when they might call you out of the blue. You don't know when they might text you. You need to be prepared. And like I said earlier, even if you don't like the idea right now of trying to find somebody even better than your ex, if you want to get your ex back, you need to be ready for them. You know, this isn't just about trying to find somebody better, although like I said, you could if you do the work. However, if you just want to get your ex back, if that's your only focus, then make sure you're ready. You know, because you don't know when your ex might reach out to you. It very rarely happens when you expect it. It most often happens when you least expect it. Sadly, not all dumpees will receive contact, but the ones that do need to be ready. And this is why point number 3 is vital. Be ready for your opportunity. It's New Year. It's the time to push forward. It's the time to take the power back from your ex. And you can do so by using the points I've discussed today. Stay motivated. Go through self-improvement. Remember your ex is only human, they're not perfect, and understand that you need to be ready for your opportunity, because you might bump into your ex tomorrow, it might be in 6 months' time. You've got to do the work now. If you don't take the power back, then the scales of value will not be aligned and you will not be able to reattract your ex. If you bump into your ex and they feel that you've improved yourself, they feel a good connection from you, just having a few words if you pass each other by, this is when you can get them back, and you do this by taking that power. If you and your ex see each other or communicate in any way, and your ex feels that you have improved, they will naturally start to feel surprised, but in a pleasant kind of way, and they will almost give you some of their power without them even meaning to, because they will actually want to speak with you. They will want to converse with you. They will reach out to you. They might actually try and speak longer with you than you planned. That is them starting to be interested in you. That is them giving you the power. You know, you've been behaving in a way to take the power, and by the end, they're actually giving you it. That is the way to be. Now, always remember that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future. And if you don't get them back, as I keep saying, you can find somebody even better. Happy New Year, everyone. And if you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.